Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your living word that teaches us as we study to show ourselves approved and to become more like Jesus so that we can reach out to the lost and hurting in this world around us. Good morning, saints. Our reading today is Matthew 9, verse 37 to 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So when you see "then" at the start of a verse, then it follows on from the previous verse, which is 36, which says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd." That's why they needed laborers to bring the good news to them, because the way to bring in the harvest is to preach the good news to the lost and hurting in this world, so that they can make that life-changing choice to follow the love of their souls, the Redeemer, the Messiah, the Christ. The reason I brought up verse 36 is that it highlights the compassion of Jesus as his motivating factor. So, if you're wondering what God wants you to do on planet Earth, there is a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Everybody wants a purpose in their lives. Nobody wants to just sit around and do nothing significant every day. We want to make a difference. We want to count in this world. And the best way to do that is to be a laborer in God's harvest. Because there, by doing so, you are bringing change to other people's lives. You are giving them hope. You are giving them encouragement. You are spreading God's love around to those lost and hurting people around you. Nobody has an excuse to do nothing. We can all do something for God. We can all be a laborer. We can all be a good and faithful servant. There's nothing that disqualifies anybody. There's no skin tone. There's no hair color. There's no clothing style. Nothing can stop you from reaching out to the people around you, from showing his love, from smiling, just improving somebody's days by giving them a cheerful greeting and a smile, and by living the life of one who is loved by the Messiah, by the King of Kings, by Creator of heaven and earth. We can give other people the idea that they are also loved by this awesome Creator God of ours. We don't have to be preachers. We don't have to be standing on a pulpit. We can just rub shoulders with people in everyday life. And when we do that, we can just react, or respond rather, the way Jesus responds when he loves the people that are unlovable, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the people that other people don't like, the people that other people don't want to invite to their birthday parties. Those are the people that Jesus reached out to. And we don't have the right to be socially fussy about who we are reaching out to, about who we show his love to, because every single human being on planet Earth is loved by our Heavenly Father. The sins of every human being on planet Earth was paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. And in the Bible it says, "It is his will that none should perish." That's in Matthew 18, verse 14. I'm going to read 11 to 14. "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish." Now, little ones might refer to children. There was a child referred to earlier in Matthew 18 about we need to become as little children. That's in verse 3. But basically, it applies to every believer because we're all little compared to God. So every single person on planet Earth qualifies as a person that Jesus would go after to bring them back so that they could become part of his sheepfold, part of his family. He died for everyone, and it's only those that reject his free gift that will lose out. everybody who accepts his free gift of salvation will be accepted. And he said he will not turn anyone away. Acts 2 verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's an extract from Joel 2 verse 28 to 32 that Peter uses in his preaching to the people on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was first poured out on the disciples. So rise and shine, be a laborer, bring in the harvest, shine your light to the people around you, reflect his light like the moon reflects the sun, and just do it.